Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
And here we go.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome to the greatest show in the known universe. I screwed it up.
Boy, you're so awful.
There was too much pressure on me, Fred.
Jeez.
I've got alcohol and pressure, and that is not a good combination.
One shot is not alcohol.
That is, I know, that was my mom's spaghetti moment, and I failed.
Yeah, and it's all over your shirt now.
That was my Eminem moment, and
see,
I failed.
You know, and I heard you practicing earlier, and you made me sound like a 1950s racetrack announcer. It's Seabiscuit on the rail. Seabiscuit. And the blitz is on.
That was
I would have at least liked that. But no,
it was awful.
Yeah, dude, that was I don't know what to say because I had such high expectations for you to at least be mediocre.
I feel like I should have prepared more. I feel like I let you down more
you
than
did.
Anybody.
You let down the blitzers. You let down God.
Oh, I let down God?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, he's a big listener to the blitz.
Well, he is. So. You let down the pan-dimensional beings who made us the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
I feel bad.
And you let down America.
Yeah, now that I do know.
And the comics of America.
Did I let down the comics too?
Yeah, because you know that you kind of represent them here.
The look that you gave me during the intro was a look I've seen many times in my dad's face with his disappointment in me. I've
seen that look on your dad's face when he was coming to inspect my house and we were talking about you. And there was that.
And you brought me up, and he was like, "Yeah, that Barry, he's a disappointment." So now you see why.
Which, for the record, Barry's dad, if you ever are buying a house,
salt of the earth,
dude is awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And a great guy. So I highly recommend him. He did a great job for us.
Thank
All right,
you.
Let me show you how you were supposed to do it.
Okay, do it.
And the blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No AJ today because he's off in Vegas. Barry is funny screwing things up instead. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, back in studio. And producer T. Scott. We've got an all-star team out here.
Yeah, we do.
If you want to get in today, well, don't bother with the phone lines because we don't take calls while we're on location. But you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. All one of you who did that yesterday, Aaron will respond to. You can get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Barry is funny. Also, at Barry is lame.
Barry is horrible.
At Aaron is blitz. At producer T. Scott. At degenerates 975. Is that enough Twitter handles for
bleep's
sake?
That's a lot.
And you can also text the show at 713-780-3776 as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. Technically, it's Lomitas or something, but
yeah, no one goes by that, though.
As Palillo, I heard Palillo point out. He's the one guy who would make sure.
Of course.
Because he's such a stickler, right?
If you're putting this into your phone system and you're going to use a mapping program, this is the technical specifications of what you'd want.
And the nomenclature of these specifications.
Charlie is a walking dictionary of big words.
He is.
I feel like I should be smarter when I listen to Charlie because of everything you learn. But he makes me feel like a dumbass because all the big words he uses that I don't know. It's counterproductive.
It's so funny because he is just – he's an encyclopedia.
He
is what he is.
He really is.
He's almost a robot.
I can't remember stats from last week. And Charlie, if you quizzed him on stuff, he would know it from 25 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Like if we were ever going to do a sports trivia contest somewhere.
He's the captain.
Yeah, we'd have to have him on the team.
No doubt.
But anyway.
Not me.
You'd be pretty good at it. See, the thing is, actually, I think if we took everybody at our station and took on everybody else in sports trivia.
Yeah.
I think we'd kick the crap. Well, it'd be just like the ratings. We'd kick the crap out of them.
Well done. Yes, indeed we would. Especially with Charlie on board.
Yeah.
Although, is Rich Lord, is he smart when
no.
it comes to?
No.
No.
No. Pendergast would be really good.
Yeah. Shawnee knows his stuff.
Shawnee is terrific.
I think that's the only two besides Paul Gallant of names that in fact, I heard a name today that I had no idea. Landry Locker. I had no idea about him either. But I don't know the rest of them. I don't know how smart or dumb they are. But I would put our station up against anybody, like you said, especially in the ratings, which I know is a sore subject for you right now.
No, not really a sore
subject. Not the ratings.
No, and I heard you guys talking about – actually, you guys are talking about a lot of cool stuff today. I really enjoyed the show. And
thank you.
As I often do, the only time I tune you out is when you spend 35 minutes on basketball. But
so every show.
Yep, well, there's always one point in the show. But I've told both of you that to your face, so it's not any surprise.
You have. If there's one thing I can count on after a show, good, bad, or indifferent, is that you and AJ are going to walk in studio and tell us what you think and not hold back. And you know what? I appreciate the honesty.
But more often than not, it's positive.
From you.
Well, yeah. I mean, I
more often than not, it's not from AJ. But from you, yes. You will tell us when we do good.
No, because
you're the good parent. AJ is the bad parent. AJ is the one that I'll never be good enough for him.
Is that why it bothered you when you got the stern look from me?
Yes. That's what I was like oh, damn.
Now I've made the good parent mad.
Now the one parent that liked me doesn't like me. Yeah.
So how are you dealing with this newfound fame that you guys have because you're such badasses in the ratings?
Yeah, man. I mean, like, people are recognizing. Earlier, they were like, hey, Joe, I love your show. Tyler can confirm that a guy goes, man, I listen to y'all every day. And then he had to ask, are you Joe or are you Joe? And I was like, that's Joe. I'm Larry. So, yeah, we're definitely killing it in the fame department.
But you know what? It doesn't matter because for years we'd go somewhere and they'd ask, where's John?
Really?
Yeah. It's like, I've been listening for 10 years. Well, then you should know it was John.
Yeah, there's a G in there somewhere.
No, but
that's awesome.
Do you find yourself getting recognized more?
In the last couple of years in doing this, yes. I do have. In fact, the first 6 months that we were on air, someone recognized me at a gas station.
That's pretty
weird. Was really weird, but they were like, are you Barry from ESPN? I was like, yeah. He's like, dude, I listen all the time. So that's, yeah, it is kind of, it does take some getting used to.
But you're used to it now, right? You enjoy it?
Yeah, actually, it's flattering. It's cool. Cool.
Because you gotta think, some people, it takes courage to them to actually say,
yeah,
you know, oh, wow, that's Barry Laminack. And I always, somebody does that, I always take a few minutes to, you know, thank them because that's why we're in business. People like that.
You've been, I mean, the Blitz has been around for 10 years now?
About almost, yeah.
So you're definitely used to it. Was there a point when you weren't?
Oh, yeah. Early on, it used to freak me out.
Really?
Yeah, because but it was really weird. Once I moved downtown, everywhere I went downtown, people knew who I was.
Really?
And it was that was kind of, a shock at first. And now I just appreciate it so much that people listen to the show that, it doesn't bother me at all. It has gotten, though. Like, when we first moved to East Downtown, I don't think anybody listened to the Blitz because nobody recognized me.
Really?
And now I can't go anywhere there either.
That's dope, though,
but
man.
But it's cool, and I love it. I love spending time. I've met so many cool people who are listeners just on things like that I've become friends with.
Yeah.
And it's great, but
it's humbling, too.
It is humbling.
Yeah.
And you realize the responsibility you have to try to keep doing great shows and keep people entertained. And that's always the best compliment. Somebody says, I was having a really crap day. Heard you guys come on and make fun of whatever it was, and I laughed, and it made my day. And I'm like, okay, that's why I do this.
Yeah.
And
there is no better feeling when someone says, man, you guys make me laugh, or you guys entertain me. It's really cool to know that, because a lot of times you sit here and you don't realize, because you're in a studio, you don't realize how many people are listening. It's like in comedy, I can sit on a stage and know that there are 250 people in the crowd, and that's who I'm reaching. On radio, you have no idea what the reach is on any given moment on the air. So
I think I will say it's a lot bigger than we realize.
Really?
I think it is, yeah. Because numbers are one thing, stream numbers are one thing.
Right.
But that's not a fair indicator of how many people are actually listening. And it's a lot more than you think.
What do you think the ratio is? Because I've heard numbers of, for every one caller that does call, there are 10 that don't. Or for every,
callers aren't really.
People that tweet or text or whatever.
But yeah, I mean, social media is a pretty good. Text line and social media is a pretty good indicator.
Yeah.
Basically, multiply it by 500.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at least. And at any given time, it just depends on what time of day it is, how many people are listening. But, and you don't forget that there's 250,000 people over in that Golden Triangle area that we get a huge chunk of.
Yeah.
So,
if you listen to David Barron, sports radio in this market is so depressed and just so bad. I'm just trying to get you scared.
Man, I'm trying so hard.
I'm trying so hard.
Because, listen, I've been friends with this guy for 25 years. We worked together for about 20 years, not quite 20 years.
He's kind of a dick, though. I mean, let's be real.
Listen, he's a really nice guy. He's a good human being. I don't think he does a very good job when it comes to writing about radio.
No, I don't understand why he has to be so negative about it, unless you're 6'10". If you're 6'10", man, you got supremely washed balls. Everybody else, he's just like, whatever. I guess there has to be a number one. Really?
Listen.
Five out of ten.
You're going to drag me into this, and I was going to try to be. Here's the thing.
I want it.
There are people who will tell you, if Texas is not good, that, the Big 12's down.
Yes.
Doesn't matter that, Oklahoma's kicking ass or whatever. Right. Doesn't matter. The Big 12 sucks because Texas isn't good. There are people who have that mindset, right? I think that's his mindset when it comes to the radio station named after the loop that goes around the city.
Really?
If they're not any good, then, radio's not any good. The truth is, and listen, man, I'm really proud of what we've all done here with, no marketing whatsoever. We've all built this up word of mouth, and our listeners have done that.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I appreciate them so much. And it's just, how about let's give them some credit? You want to write a success story? Let's write about how we got here thanks to a bunch of people just telling their friends about us.
Yeah.
That's it. And
grassroots.
Exactly. Just like Donald Trump.
Well, let's not compare us to Donald Trump.
One of the texters says, Fred, we literally sat behind you guys today and I was too starstruck to speak to any of you guys. Don't be.
Yeah.
Man, we're just I love talking to people. I swear. It's like half the people who I was here talking to I've become friends with because of the show.
Right.
And I love people. I hope I'm always approachable because I will drop whatever I'm doing. The only time I'm iffy on it is if I'm hanging out with my kids, but they don't really hang out with me anymore. They're too cool for me.
Right.
So, any time.
Yeah, come up. Say
hi. We met some great people last night at steak night. It was that just said, hey, are you Fred? And I'm like, yeah. And listen all the time and just started talking to them.
That's so
people.
Cool.
And I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. No AJ today. Of course, he's in Vegas. Barry Laminack filling in as he did yesterday for quite some time as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. and this place is rocking, but there's still some space for you if you want to come out. You're just getting off work. You want to come watch your basketball? There's a lot of great games going on right now.
There is.
You well, can actually, there's not great games, but there's scenic views.
There's plenty of that.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
So come on out. We'll be here till 7. Maybe Barry has to leave a little sooner. We'll just have to see because he's got a you got a gig in Seabrook tonight?
Seabrook. It's called the Bolt House. I've never heard of it. Hmm. But it looks interesting. It's like a bar/restaurant thing. But, yeah, Seabrook. Get to drive right by the newly reignited ITC fires.
Yeah.
I mean, looking forward to that.
Boy, what the hell, guys? Does this mean more benzene?
I think the, yeah.
Remember when they told us it was safe that, you know, and so does this mean I have to rename the chemical cloud? Because it was chemical cloud Stanley. And then Stanley kind of dispersed, but now he's back. So I guess it's kind of
Stanley
like.
Stanley the second?
Well, I don't
junior.
Know. It's kind of like when Allison came through and then we thought we were done and it turned around and came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, I'm going to say this is still Stanley. And for goodness sakes, how does this happen?
Yeah. Didn't they say it was out?
It was.
I don't understand. For 2 days, it was out.
Yeah.
Or more, right?
Well, and then the 2 days it was out, that's when we're supposed to start worrying about whether or not we're going to die.
Yeah. Not the black clouds of death, but when that's all gone is when you need to worry.
Apparently. But, yeah, the black cloud of death is back. Fear the Stanley. Multiple tanks burning now. Great.
Oh, sweet.
So some updates for you on action today, of course. The game of the day will be tonight at 6:20 p.m. when the University of Houston mashes on Georgia State. I have that as part of a parlay, a Moneyline UH, just because I know they're going to win.
Okay.
But I have them parlayed with two of AJ's picks from yesterday. Utah State -3 and Utah State under.
Ooh.
So that's my little three-teamer.
I have a question for you about U of H.
Okay.
And I couldn't wait to ask you this because I know, you know, you're an alum and you're heavily invested in that program in many different ways. At what point, outside of a first-round bounce, at what point is it a disappointing season versus a successful season for you?
Well, I think you have to sort of separate things a little bit because it's already been a successful season and it's been a fun season. But I think anything less than the Sweet 16 would be a little disappointing.
Okay.
I do think Georgia State should be easily dispatched. I think they're better than Iowa State, who I assume they would play in the second round. But after that, you probably got Kentucky and then North Carolina. That's just going to be – if you win both those games, of course, then you go to the Final Four – then I think you're a threat to win the whole thing.
Right.
But I think that'd be asking a lot. But a Sweet 16 appearance, and, yeah, they're losing some guys, but next year they got this kid coming in that Kelvin Sampson is already raving about, one of the best scorers he's ever recruited. They've got so many good young players.
That's saying something, too.
Yeah, it is. And I think this program is set up, and Nate Hinton, who was a highly regarded recruit last year, who has started to come around, and I think he's going to be a star next year. The future of this program looks so good, and you don't want to start looking ahead to that yet because I don't think they're done. But, yeah, a first-round loss would be a huge disappointment. I don't think it's going to happen. This is a much better basketball team than I think people realize. I don't know if I was talking about this with you or Lance yesterday, but I had a guy come up to me, oh, well, this Georgia State coach is really good. And I'm like, you know who else is pretty good? Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah. Pretty good at coaching basketball.
Like, yeah, I'm sure he's great, but you know what? In the coach draft, I'm taking Kelvin Sampson.
Yeah.
And in the player draft, I'm taking UH's guys.
Here's the thing that I would question, like, and again, I'm not invested in UH like you are. I'm rooting for them because I'm in Houston and a lot of my family went there, but I would feel like if I was a U of H alum and knowing that they cracked the top 10, that they got as high as what, an 8 seed? I would almost feel like an Elite Eight. Anything less than that, if you were at one point one of the best eight teams in the country, I feel like that's what this tournament should prove and should validate for you as well. Now, I know going in they were a top 12 team because, you know, being a three and wearing
right.
that three.
Right.
But I feel like this team is good enough for sure to be a Sweet 16, but
to me, if they didn't make the Elite Eight, I think I would be disappointed because they were a top 10 team.
I would agree with you if not for the draw, because the reality is getting past Kentucky to get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
There are easier regions where there were other teams that I would have rather seen them play. Now, I think they can beat Kentucky if they play their best.
Okay.
And if they do, you know, now you're talking, okay, you can beat Kentucky, you can beat North Carolina. But I think that's, you know, that's kind of where I feel like they've bumped up against the ceiling is, boy, this is not a good draw. This is a tough, tough region. And AJ and I were talking about this the other day. And even he said this is the toughest region in terms of, you know, trying to be a three seed and get through. Because if you have to get through, you've got to get through two teams that at one point could have been one seeds.
Right.
And I think you can make that case for UH too. But that's a lot to do to get to the Final Four. And listen, Iowa State's no joke. They're very talented. They're mercurial. And if they're at their – boy, I just palilloed it.
Boy.
But
I'll be back. I got to go Google that. I don't know what that means at all.
Remarkable. But but I do feel like if Iowa State plays its best game, then that's going to be a tough one for Houston too. But this is a good basketball team. I'm a little worried about how they finish the season. Not just that they lost to Cincinnati in a game that didn't really mean that much in terms of really anything. And Cincinnati was fired up from getting their ass kicked the week before. But they didn't exactly run Memphis out of the building either. In the last 10 minutes of that Memphis game and the two halves of the Cincinnati game, really the worst basketball I've seen them play in 2 years. Well, a year and a half. And that concerned me a little bit. But I'm hopeful that everybody who was banged up, they, you know, get them healed up, come out. We see the UH team that we saw all year. If we do, then they'll pound Georgia State, and then I think they'll beat Iowa State. But if we don't, if we see the team that we saw for essentially 50 minutes last weekend,
yeah,
I'm not going to be shocked if they wound up losing tonight.
Ooh.
I hope I don't see that team.
And I know you said that you didn't think it was a disappointing season because of what they've accomplished already, but if you lose to Georgia State, I think that has to go down as a disappointing season.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a fail.
Yeah.
And that's no disrespect to Georgia State, but UH is better than them.
Again, yeah, you crack the top eight, and you would lose to a 14 seed. And to validate your point about the bracket, so far it's the only bracket without an upset.
Right.
And it does, I mean,
it really,
probably will be that way. The only one that I could see is maybe Utah State, Washington. That's an 8-9. You never know. I mean, a 9 could beat an 8 in that regard.
Yeah, I like Utah State a lot there.
But
another team UH beat this year, by the way.
Yeah, Oregon on that list, yeah. I think this could be the only bracket that gets out of the first round without an upset. So,
all right. What do I have to tell the people about here? Oh, well, if you want to bet on Utah State, if you want to bet on UH, as I already have done, my bookie has you covered. And, guys, it's tournament time. All the action's going on. Now is the time for you to dive in and bet. And it's not just tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, next week. NCAA tournament basketball. I mean, if you already filled out your bracket and your bracket looks like garbage, well, get on there and bet now. And the great thing about MyBookie is here's what I like best. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And when you win, you actually get paid. I cashed out twice last week. No problems. Nice and easy. They've got in-game betting. If you miss the start of one and you want to get involved, you got that covered. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. And right now, guess what? They're going to match 50% of your first deposit. So let's say you go put $100 in there, you got 50 in free play. That simple. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie. And you're standing on the edge, face up, cause you're a natural. I've been hard of stone. You gotta be so cold to make it this world. Yeah, you're a natural. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Twin Peaks on Kirby, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. No AJ today. He'll check in the 6 o'clock hour, as he usually does from Vegas. And we're at Twin Peaks on Kermit. I have the best job in the world because I get to come to Twin Peaks, eat food,
yeah,
drink a beer, see scenic views. I get to work with the best people. I mean, I'm fortunate enough to work with AJ all the time, who's terrific. But the last few days I've had Jerome, who's one of my oldest friends, who's fun to work with, Lance Zierlein, who's a legend.
Oh, yeah.
And I've gotten to work with you, which is always fun.
Thank you.
So, man, I'm as happy as a human being can be right now.
You're living the dream.
Yeah, if UH loses tonight, don't talk to me. Just to kind of clarify
a little
bit.
The world is dead to you.
Because, you know, I'm a big UH honk, but I'm also probably harder on UH athletics than most people because I completely disassociated myself when they hired Kendall Browse and had wanted nothing to do with him. I did not spend a dollar on any UH gear. I didn't go to any games, and I thought it was a terrible hire for reasons that have nothing to do with football. And you know what? As soon as they hired Dana Holgorsen, it's like, okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
And I always supported the basketball team, but it's been so much fun watching this team all year. And I'm not the college basketball expert that AJ and Brad are, but I feel like I know the AAC pretty well.
Yeah.
Because I watch a lot of UH and I watch a lot of these other teams. And my only other concern, too, is that two teams that beat UH have not performed well in this tournament. Belmont basically took Temple to the woodshed the other night. And Cincinnati got beat today. Not a good sign. But I still think that I still feel pretty good about this team, at least for the first couple rounds. And I'm looking forward to it. I'll be rooting for them. And I hope they do well. And I love what Tillman Fertitta has done over there. I think
boy, he's been huge for that program,
oh,
hasn't
God,
he?
Yeah, it's so cool
him
having
stepping up.
It's so cool having a guy like that because in the past it was like John Moores and he would put all his money into the school itself. Which, but no, that was good
dumb.
Stuff. But to have Tillman involved in it has just been fantastic. Oh, by the way, for those of you who might be coming out or already here and you want to buy a copy of Jesus Just Left Chicago. I have a few here. I've already sold a few.
Nice.
I think, and you know, it's funny. This waitress over here looks just like Holly.
Uh-huh. I noticed that.
Yeah,
I was
you
like,
noticed that?
She's got a very Holly vibe to
yeah,
her.
Yeah, and so we immediately started tweeting and texting Holly to tell her she's actually here.
She's got a doppelganger, for sure.
But
here's my concern about U of H, and tell me if I'm wrong, because you watch more than me, I promise you, when it comes to college basketball. But I did watch that UCF game with Taco, and the fact that that team in general was – that's a big team.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's going to give U of H fits is a team that – because they're a rebounding team. They did – you know, they're a three-point shooting team. They're an active team.
Right.
But they're not a big team. And I feel like a team like UCF that's big all over the court is going to give them problems if they run into that in this tournament.
Well, yes and no, and – the thing is, if you'd seen the other game against UCF where they ran them out of their own gym, UH did exactly what they needed to do. They got up and down the floor, and they took Taco out of the game.
Okay.
And in the game at Hoffine, or not Hoffine's, the Fertitta Center,
right.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. They slowed the game down, and they made it really tough. And then UH didn't hit its shots and just didn't play very well. And I think if they're going to run into teams that if they do that, that they try to slow it down that way, then, yeah. The size UH has athletic bigs, but they're not
big
giant bigs,
right?
And they rotate in several guys who are all pretty good down there, but there's not the there's not that one guy that you say, oh boy, we got to work around him. But they've had success against teams like that. They did beat UCF, they did beat Utah State early in the season, who else has a really good active big, and so they've been successful against those teams. But that's when they have to be hitting their threes and getting up and down the floor. And the one thing about them is they do play defense for 40 minutes.
They do. There is no quit on that team. Kelvin Sampson gets every single second out of every guy that he puts on that floor. That is an actual fact. And even in that UCF game, which was the first game of the season that I watched, again, I don't watch college basketball.
Yeah.
Not my thing, but that was the first game that I watched. And that was the first thing I noticed is that even though they were down, they literally played to the very last second, and that's a product of coaching.
Here's the other thing. I think if in the tournament you tend to be able to get away with more fouls, that really benefits UH because they're a very physical defensive team.
Yeah.
So if they get by out a lot of foul calls, they're going to be tough to beat by anybody. Apparently, the pipeline thing, it's a pipeline that's on fire now. It's not the tanks.
Oh, damn.
So
that sounds worse.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the pipeline being on fire just means there's a lot more fuel.
Yeah. Somebody says sitting in traffic on the Beltway, just heard the ship channel drive is shut down because of the smoke.
Ooh.
Yeah,
this might be this might be an issue for me getting down to Seabrook in general.
Well, you should be okay. You just take 45 to what, 646.
He said NASA Parkway.
NASA Parkway.
Is that 640? Okay.
Yeah, well, as long as it's south of this, you're fine.
Yes. It's nasty, man. Wow, look at that. And what worries me is, in that whole area, that's all that is. That's all there is chemicals.
Yeah.
That can't be good.
Oh, boy. One of those things that I grew up, I'm less than 2 miles from what was then the Amoco refinery and all that stuff down in Texas City and Monsanto.
Yeah.
And we grew up in fear of stuff like this.
Really?
Yeah. It was
shelters in place.
Yeah, and, yeah. Well, at the time, they didn't call it shelter in place. They just said, stay in your damn house.
Fancy name for
it? No, there wasn't. It wasn't anything like that.
Did you happen to see we talked about this earlier, but I'm just curious if you saw this Catherine Whaley tweet.
I did not. I heard you talking about it, but I'd been.
Dude. So she gives an update on the ITC fiasco and gives out all of the problems that are going on. And tweets it out, right? This is where we're at right now. This is everything that's happened. These are the problems with it. And tweets it with a selfie. And people were like, what are you doing? Like, you dumbass. No one. Why would you tweet a selfie?
There's someone choking to death. Click.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that? So now that it's reignited, somebody was like, oh, I can't wait for another Catherine Whaley selfie with a reignited ITC fires. Oh, that's just and she didn't take it down. Like, she was getting roasted. I would at least delete it, although everybody knows it's out there, and it's going to be screenshots.
Yeah, now at this point.
It's too late.
You might as well own it. Own it.
Or maybe just be like, yeah, my bad. I attached the wrong picture. See, be creative. Be like, because that would be like something I would do. I would actually put a D-pic out there and be like, yeah, that was the wrong picture from my phone or something. That was
sorry.
My bad. Sorry about that. Yeah. Boy, am I embarrassed for more reasons than you know.
Well, no, they probably do know if they've seen it.
They would know now. Yeah, that's a bad look.
How self-important are you that you're tweeting selfies of disasters? Look at me. Look how important I am.
Oh, wait.
People are going to die, but you get a selfie of me.
I think.
Shame.
I think she may have deleted. Oh, no. There it is. Yeah, that's what she tweeted out.
Okay. It's just a selfie of just her, right?
Yes. Benzene gas detected near the ITC plant. Schools closed. Report at 5. Cheese.
Like, look at me. Oh, my God.
Why would you do that?
Dude.
That's awful. So I tried to get a hashtag Whaley selfie going where if you saw something tragic going on around the city, maybe somebody jumped off a bridge, just take a selfie in front of the dead body and get you a Whaley selfie.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So no, just tweet a photo of her.
Tragedy.
Yeah. Airplane crash at Trinity River.
50
Here's
dead.
Catherine Whaley.
50 dead Whaley selfie. Oh, man.
God.
How do you not delete that?
I don't know.
Shameful.
But you know what? I had no idea who she was, and now I do.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah, she's the I think she does traffic for them, right? Mm. Tyler? Traffic, yeah.
To be honest, I don't really pay attention to my – I know Joel's wife.
Yeah.
Because of Joel. And so I pay attention to that. I know some people at 26 because every now and then I go on with Nate Griffin. And I know a couple people at 13, but I don't really pay attention to who does what.
No. The only one I know now is Randy McElvoy because I'm watching Sports Sunday right before the Houston Sports Show with Jerome. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that either, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you don't have to watch that show. You can just record it, watch a Law & Order rerun or something.
I'm self-absorbed enough to stay up for
and,
it. I'm vain enough.
A little praise here for Barry. Barry's been great on that show. You guys should check it out at 11:30.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This
is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Twin Peaks on Kirby. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
We are back on The Blitz live here at Twin Peaks on Kirby. Come on out. Hang out with us. Watch some basketball. Not a lot of interesting games going on, but there is one coming up at 6:20 and we'll still be on the air. So
you're going to be distracted, aren't you?
No. I don't really pay a lot of attention to the first half of games.
Oh, yeah, that's probably
why. Especially if they get out to an 18-5 lead or something, which I anticipate. Dude, she's smiling in that photo. Yes. I can't get over this.
It's awful.
I don't know her from Adam, but, you know, that's I kind of feel like that would be like me tweeting out a photo of me smiling and saying, hey, make sure you tune into The Blitz today where we talk about 40,000 people killed.
Yeah. It's awful. It was really bad. In fact, there was a story about a country singer that passed, and I asked Tyler, I almost tweeted it and took a selfie and put it on the note. He was like, no, don't do that. That's too far, just to make the point. But that's about what it's like. Like, you're talking about destruction and death, and you're so narcissistic and vain
that
you would put
goodness.
A selfie.
Well, and I get it. Most TV people, they reopened the Ship Channel Bridge. So if you're stuck there listening to us, it's been reopened, and it looks like it's moving along pretty well, if that's actually it.
But why is the sky different colors? That can't be good.
Well, because you've got a chemical cloud again.
Oh, well, that's great. It's like our version
Stanley
of
Stanley has returned.
It's like our version of the Northern Lights, right? Although it'll kill you.
Have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
I haven't. That's on my bucket list, though. I want to go so bad.
It's become a source of frustration for me because I spend a lot of time in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And all the wife ever talks about, oh, yeah, you see the Northern Lights all the time. I've been there, I don't know, probably 30, 40 times by now. Never seen the Northern Lights. Never seen a moose.
What?
I want to see a moose. And it just, and every time we go, it's like, the worst was we went up there for Christmas, not this past year, but the time we went 2 years before. And I was out at their farm the whole time. The day after we leave, my mother-in-law puts a picture on Facebook of a moose in her front yard.
I'm like,
you sons of... My God. And I've never seen the Northern Lights. So, like, I'm thinking the next time I go up there that we're going to do, like, a side trip and get on a little prop plane and go further north.
Yeah.
But even then, there's no guarantee. But that's something I want to see.
Me too. Like, that's a big-time bucket list for me is to go do that. And I was doing research. There's like a town in Finland where the Northern Lights is there like 50 weeks out of the year. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just go there. Yeah. Because I don't, like, it's kind of a gamble. Like, you could go north to Canada or something and just not see it, like you're saying, and you spent all that money to go see the Northern Lights, and to not see it, I'd be pissed off because that'd be the whole reason I'd go.
We looked into Iceland. Apparently, there's a place there. It's similar where you can see them all the time.
Uh-huh.
But it was like $8,000 a person.
Oh, God, so no. Like, nope. No, that's – I feel like Finland's a lot would be – I think
– And I'd like to go to Finland. I've never been – well, I've never been outside of North America, actually.
Yeah.
Or Central America. So that's – all of that's on my bucket list. It's actually why I'm thinking about – well, I'm not thinking about it. I'm going to go to the Texans-London game so I can go to London.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. And
That'll be really cool.
Yeah, it'd be really nice to get somebody to sponsor that trip, too. Because I could do all kinds of sports stuff.
Who would sponsor that?
I don't know.
Are you working on it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh, you lucky bastard. So jelly.
So it looks like the fire is out again. Good. Which is good. I'm for that.
Yeah, that didn't last long. I guess since it's a pipeline, there's a valve somewhere upstream you can just shut off and cut the fuel off.
I guess.
I mean, I only spent...
I would hope that's the case.
...several years in oil and gas.
Yeah, you should know.
But I have no idea. I was the IT nerd. Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, I, my family was all in it, but not for me. I didn't want to be rich. You know, that's the thing.
Well, neither did I. That's why I got out of IT and into radio.
And comedy.
Yeah, the two industries that don't pay well. They're fun, A lot of fun. I'm having a good time.
The reality is, though, if you hit a home run in one of them, you're going to get paid.
I hope.
I mean, that's the thing.
And I hope.
You just keep doing what you're doing, and you'll get there. J-Rap says, cool as the Northern Lights are, they're a bit of a letdown when you finally see them. It's not like it's in the pictures.
What?
I've heard that if you just get kind of the green ones, that you're kind of let down. But there's some sometimes when it's just awesome, but it's not all the time like that.
I feel like he just told me the ending of the movie. Yeah. I don't.
Well, it depends. I mean, because even the wife says this. Like, yeah, there's times when there's just kind of green, and it's like, you're like, not that great. But when you get the really the multicolored ones, that it's incredible.
That's the ones I want to see, so yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody wants to see.
But is there certain places where you just get the green lights versus the rest?
I don't know.
I need to look into this. Now you got me nervous. I'm going to spend all this money going to Finland.
Yeah.
It's going to be them whack-ass green lights that nobody wants to see.
And you're going to be like,
I'm going to be like,
really?
This sucked. Well, I saw it, but it sucked.
It came all the way to Finland for this?
Yeah. You could have went to Amsterdam and just had whores and heroin or whatever's popular up there. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have gone and done lawn care in Amsterdam.
No. I'm definitely good. I would rather do heroin than lawn care in Amsterdam, I'll be honest.
Hash.
That's what it is.
Heroin.
Hash. Yeah, that's a big
there's
difference.
There's a little difference there, yeah.
Maybe a little bit of a difference.
Hash,
there.
I like. Heroin, no.
Can I be honest with you? I have no idea what hash is.
It's basically just it's like part of weed. It's just stronger.
It's a stronger part of weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to know how to do it. I don't anymore. I just know that it's weed related.
So you smoke hash? Because I feel like
yes.
As soon as I say hash, I think of hash browns because I'm fat at heart. And so I mean, I'm like, well, I would totally do hash.
Thank you.
Just because it sounds delicious.
Now, basically, it looks like a little ash pile, right? And it's like a little I don't know how to describe it, but I in high school, we used to do it all the time.
What?
Yeah.
So that's you just threw that out so nonchalantly.
What?
I used to just do hash all the time in high school.
Hash wasn't that big of a deal.
I was a big hash guy.
Well,
you know, a little hash here and there. Never hurt.
Basically, okay, yeah, you take it from the resin of the cannabis plant.
Okay.
And so you can smoke it just like weed. But we used to have, like, these little it looked like a little piece of rock, basically, and we put a pin on it
like
and
crack?
We'd smoke it. A little bit, but black. It was black.
Oh, my God. That doesn't sound like I feel like I was close to heroin when I said what it was.
No?
Okay. Hash and horse. That's what I would go for.
Yeah. What was that, Aaron?
Did we lose him?
Oh, man. Did we drop out and lose the entire hash conversation?
That was quality radio.
Oh, man.
Fred was breaking down how to cook hash and sell it. You guys totally missed it. It was amazing.
Oh, God.
Profits.
713-780-ESPN. I'm getting a lot of the strength of the Northern Lights is based on how big the solar strength solar flares are. But they're
I can hear them pushing up their glasses as they tweeted that out.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of smarts who listen to the show.
Yes.
We do. There's no question. And J-Rap asks, isn't hashish oil what you make all the edibles from? I don't know. It may be. But.
Is it?
I
don't know that if that's necessarily true.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs. I know
sure
enough.
Sure you don't.
No, I know enough that I know what I like. And, you know.
Well, obviously hash was on the list.
Well, that was high school, man.
Dude, do you realize the only thing I've ever done in my life is alcohol and weed? I've never done
LSD.
Well,
hash is not a big jump
for
me.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's part of it. It basically, it's just a more intense weed is what it is.
Oh. So you just get higher, faster, one less?
Yeah, you get more zombie land.
Okay.
But no, so it's not.
Have you ever done shrooms?
No. I've never I never really got past the weed thing.
Really? Now, see, that was me. I was always scared to do, like, LSD or crack.
I was always afraid of coke because of what happened to Lynn Bias.
Really? That scared you?
Yeah, because they said, oh, he only did it once and he died. I'm like, oh, holy bleep. I'll be that guy.
I'll
be the guy who does coke once and dies. And so, no, never did that. Now, in high school, we did a lot of dumb stuff trying to get high. Like, we'd smoke, I mean, we'd sniff gas.
What?
Oh, God.
You huffed paint?
Yeah, paint.
Fred huffed paint. What?
Okay.
My favorite, though.
What, glue? Markers.
Somebody, my dad had a fig tree in his backyard, and somebody told us if we rolled up and smoked fig leaves that we would get high.
And you did this.
And so we did it. We dried out the fig leaves. We rolled them up. We smoked them.
Okay.
My dad comes home. He goes, what the hell are you doing? You go, we're smoking fig leaves, man.
Getting our fruits and vegetables.
And he's like, you dumb. He just starts, he just laughs at us. You're the dumbest kid. How did I raise such a dumb?
Okay, I'm not laughing at you because.
No, you are. It's okay. No. I laugh at me.
I had my own moment like that. My buddy told me that you could get high smoking tea leaves. So
okay, similar.
So thing. I went and got literally a Lipton tea bag, tore it open. Now, here's the problem. This is where I might go to hell. I didn't have rolling papers, but someone else had told me that you could use pages from the Bible to get high. So I take Lipton tea leaves and put them in a Bible page and smoked it. I was not high. I was just very disappointed in myself when it was all said and done.
What?
It was awful.
What page of the Bible did you use? Because I think that would have
right
been
up back. Front, one of the blank ones.
I felt like I would have combusted. Oh, come on. If it's
myself.
One of the so and so begat so and so pages, that's a waste. You're not going to get high on that. Are you kidding me? You got to go New Testament, man.
No.
What the hell?
Crucifixion. No, yeah. I'm not getting high on Jesus' blood. No way.
Either that or
that's
at least.
That's what the tea leaves were for.
Or Revelations at least.
No, I just did a blank page up front.
Oh, God.
I was too scared. I honest to God, I thought I would go to hell.
So you smoked Abraham's 400 kids is what you're telling me.
Now you make me sound like I Jared from Subway. But, yeah, no, I just got a blank page.
Say, hey, Aaron.
Yes.
Did we miss something? Can I do it now?
Do it.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, because I'm going to tell you one of the reasons why I can drink like I drink and recover like I recover is because of Cheers. And you remember we used to talk about it as Thrive Plus, but same great product, new name. It's a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol, help you, me, and the 60% of Americans who drink feel better the next day. And, guys, let me tell you, Cheers works. You don't have to take my word for it, though. It's developed by a team of five PhDs and Ivy League scientists you probably saw on Shark Tank last year. Brooks and his guys are what we call smarts, and they use it too. So if they use it, I use it. You guys know how I drink. And here I am doing a show. That ought to tell you. Cheers works. It gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol. How about this? To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Order by 4 o'clock, and you're going to get it the next day. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up, and your liver's going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. And by the way, if you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, they're going to give you your money back. That's Cheers. Love it. Try it. CheersHealth.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.